Hey guys, today I want to talk about Kai, my husband. And online, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on as far as how people have been talking to and about Kai. It's almost like people can't fathom the idea that some human beings haven't met their full potential or some human beings haven't fully found themselves. If we do something like get married, with the current logic that people are expressing, it's almost like, wait, you were married to someone else before, and now you're married to a new person. I don't understand how this is possible. Or wait, you used to be skinny and now you're heavy. I don't understand. People change, people grow, people turn from one thing to another based on their life circumstances. So I don't understand why anyone would find the whole transgender concept in general as complicated. Kind of like how some people think that they love God or don't love God as children, but then they grow up and they become huge Christians or become huge atheists or whatever. There are so many examples of human beings discovering themselves and finding out how they truly are, who they truly are. Yet there's kind of like this sub transphobia that people have where because the topic is trans, that means that you can't really do the same things that everyone else does, which is self-discover, which is grow into someone else that more closely resembles who you truly are rather than what everyone perceives you to be. So with Kai first off came up with the name by some other source. I suggested it, but then Kai said, oh yeah, I was already thinking of that. Someone suggested it to me. So someone was talking to Kai, as I understand. And he said that that was a name that he wanted to start considering being called. But at first it was like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And one of the biggest fears of his is that people won't accept him. And that's kind of the world we live in right now, where people have to be afraid of individuals out there judging them and being mean to them as a result of them just becoming their true selves. And that's really sad because, you would think that this world would be such a better place if everyone could freely express themselves for who they truly are, so long as they're not hurting anybody without a consequence, And that's exactly what a lot of trans people are, is they're just being themselves, and you have so many people out there who are just willing to go all out and attack them, despite the fact that there's no incentive to attack these people. They're just perfectly innocent people who are just trying to figure out who they are. That's it. Regardless, Kai came to the conclusion that Kai was a good name. Initially, there were other names, but they didn't quite fit. And the other day, I tweeted something in regards to Kai for the first time in a long time not having as much social anxiety. And that's because he was attending a family gathering and he was dressed the way he identifies. And I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, clothing is an identity. How you act, what you do, etc., has nothing to do with gender. But at the same time, look at toddlers, okay? Like when Kai was a kid, he wanted to be a fireman for Halloween. And people would say, no, you're a firewoman. And Kai would get really upset because Kai wanted to be a fireman. Okay, these are people who aren't heavily influenced by gender roles quite as much as adults are, yet they still find their own way to their gender identity. If you're a parent listening to this, you know damn well that boys most often gravitate towards toy trucks, guns, etc., and girls gravitate towards dolls and pink stuff, etc. It's not like a gender stereotype as much as it is real world experience seeing these kids without influence pick out their own toys. And they do it again and again. And when they don't pick out those toys, you got people who will, much of them later on wind up being someone who's trans or coming out as someone's trans because, they're pretty much trans forever. It's not like something that you just wake up one day and you're magically that. It's more like a slow process of exploring and realizing who you are. Regardless, a lot of people were concerned because Kai hasn't really made an official video about it, and that's because he has a life. And what I mean by that is this is life. I think a lot of people just see, these kinds of things as dollar signs, you know, a means to make money. But for some people, this is real. This is really who they are. And it's not a thing that everyone does just to get attention or money. But some people have sacred things, and if they don't feel like addressing it in a video, then they don't have to, because they're real people with real feelings, real ambitions, and so forth, real reasons for doing what they do. Like, I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, I should say. Of course, people assume that we would make videos and so forth about every little thing that we could to make profit off it, because that's what so many YouTubers constantly do. And I myself have made plenty of videos about relationships and so forth, but you got to remember, Kai is a better person than me, okay? Kai has different standards than me. Kai will not exploit every aspect of his own life for gain like that. Some things are sacred to Kai. So that's why you kind of just got to let him have his space and be his own person. Regardless, some people also believe that Kai being the way he is like a disappointment to me or something. But the fact of the matter is that we are just as passionate and in love, etc., as we've ever been. In fact, before Kai ever, you know, realized who he was, I was talking about how gay I was for people like Jensen Ackles and Aaron DeBiersack. And so it's kind of like, guys, of course I'd be okay with it, you know? Like, that's what's funny, is I've been very gayish. I say gayish because I've been very putting out very gay signals for a very long time. So when we're talking about someone who's AFAB, who identifies as a boy, and I'm already gayish, It's a slam dunk. I don't know why you would think that I wouldn't be into that. Totally into that. So yeah, overall, Kai's a respectable, honorable person who will talk about it whenever he sees fit, which may be never. It's his life, and he doesn't owe anyone anything in that regard. But I just wanted to let patrons know about what's going on, because, you know, you guys are such a huge, wonderful group of people to me, and I would like to share this with all of you. Not put it in an actual video or anything like that, because, you know, Kai's not necessarily down for that, and it's not exactly my business to talk about in depth to the general public, but I can talk about it to you guys, because you guys are a lot closer to me. I'm sure Kai understands. Kai has expressed that he doesn't really care if I talk about stuff like that or not. But yeah, everyone should be completely and utterly supported and happy to come out about being trans whenever they like, and come out about being, you know, actually boy or girl or whatever. Not just, you know, what Kai was for a while, just to figure out how I would feel and how everyone else would feel, which was agender. So yeah, for some people they're agender forever, some people are trans boy or trans girl forever, but it is called trans for a reason. You got to transition into things. It's not an overnight process, and it requires a lot of thought and a lot of self-exploration. So thanks guys for listening, and I hope you like my future posts as well as this one. Bye.